Welcome, everybody. Filibuster Freestyle presents F1 Feast. We're talking Australian Grand Prix recap show. A couple days late, a couple hot takes, and I'm not going to lie to you. Right now, if you go to Pop Sketch Designs, Marky Sal and the crew have a low-end King Red Hot Chili Peppers tribute to Flea. Shirt, hoodie, apparel. It's brand new. You're going to love it. Give it a checkout when you can. Here comes the theme song.
Filibuster, filibuster freestyle. Filibuster, filibuster.
Watch out for the filibuster. Filibuster, freestyle. Filibuster, freestyle. It's the filibuster freestyle.
Filibuster, freestyle.
All right, so F1 Feast, a couple of days late here. Carlos Sainz of Ferrari wins the Australian Grand Prix. Wins it by 2.366 seconds over his teammate Charles Leclerc. Ferrari on the 1-2. McLaren on the 3-4. Lando Norris comes in third. Oscar Piastri, the Australian, coming in fourth. Followed by Red Bull's Checo, a.k.a. Sergio Perez. And where's Max Verstappen? Well, he is in 19th place. He is in what would have been last place, but Logan Sargeant didn't get to race because, well, we'll get into that. The bottom line is Max Verstappen, of the cars that started the race, was the first person out of the race, finishes in, quote, 19th place. Even when Max loses, he doesn't come in 20th. But Max had car trouble, and that opened up the field for everybody else. And the short of it is, it proves that the combination, really, of Max in a Red Bull during this regulation set between 2022 and thus far now, going through 25, that's the real combo. Because even though Checo's been able to win a few races, my guess is if Checo had been out today and Max was the only car left, Max would have won this race too, as Max is wont to do and does pretty much every week. So Ferrari's got to be feeling great. The irony is that Checo's in the same boat. Checo's contract up at the end of the year, but what I was going to get into is Carlos Sainz, who wins this race, does not have a drive for next year, 2025, because Lewis Hamilton of Mercedes is coming his way. But Checo continues with all the pressure, all the leverage ramped up in terms of drive to get a job for next year. Carlos Sainz is doing an unbelievable job at that. Checo, on the other hand, not so much. But it's really good to see the Ferrari car back where it belongs. Before we get too excited about Ferrari, though, and before we get down the grid here in terms of who else finished where, you got to remember that 2 years ago, the Ferraris were a rocket ship to start. Charles Leclerc won a few races. Looked like the reliability issues of Red Bull back in 2022 was going to do them in. They righted the ship. They kept developing. Ferrari did not. And then we got Ferrari's going to Ferrari, meaning they found new ways to lose races and positions every week down the backstretch of that season. And then they had a very disappointing 2023, while Red Bull dominated 2023. So if Red Bull's going to have a little bit of internal strife and drama and controversy with their team boss Christian Horner, if they're going to have some reliability issues with the cars, this opens it up for somebody to at least hold Red Bull's feet to the fire this year. Very interesting stuff. And Ferrari is up to the challenge thus far. The McLarens look good. Aston Martin, with Lance Stroll of all people coming in sixth place. Yuki Tsunoda from Red Bull Formula One team, aka the Visa Capash team, comes in seventh. Fernando Alonso of Aston Martin eighth. Nico Hülkenberg and Kevin Magnussen, both Haas, coming in 9th and 10th. You got to love it if you're a Haas fan that Haas took double scoring positions in the Australian Grand Prix. Alex Albon, I mentioned him earlier, he was driving Logan Sargeant's car. Albon crashed his car and wrecked it beyond repair for the race. And instead of Logan Sargeant being the only Williams out there, hence the 19 cars, Williams was like, actually, we're going to put Alex Albon in your car, Logan, sorry, you're going to sit this out. So that's why there was 19 cars. That's why Max came in last, but it was 19th place. And Max came in last because he had, you know, again, brake failure. Car was on fire. Had to stop. So Alex Albon, despite getting a second chance at his teammate's car, finishes first out of the points. Daniel Ricciardo, Danny Ric, 12th place. Peter Gasly and the Alpine in 13th. Valtteri Bottas in the Kick Sauber, formerly Alfa Romeo, 14th place. His teammate, Zhou Guanyu, 15th place. Esteban Ocon of Alpine in 16th place, and he was the final car to finish the race because George Russell on the last lap crashed. He was in the points. Would have been a better day for Mercedes. But Mercedes gets a double do-not finish, which is about as bad of a day as you can get. And unfortunately for George, it was on the last lap when he was in the top 10 and was going to score points. Lewis Hamilton, his car crapped out too. Not as early as Verstappen, but very early in the race. Hamilton had a bad weekend. Mercedes had a bad weekend. And that was your grid. And so where does that leave us from a constructor standpoint through three races? Red Bull, 97 points. Two wins, four podiums, but hot on their heels are the Ferrari, the Scuderia, the Red Rocket Ship, 93 points with one win and four podiums. So through three races, two wins for Red Bull, one for Ferrari, 97 points, four podiums for both teams, four podiums. I'm all over the place now. 93 points for Ferrari. Ipso facto, it's a four-point race through three races. McLaren, all alone in third place. 55 points, one podium, solid. Mercedes, no podiums, 26 points. A double do-not-finish today. Not where they want to be. And then right on their heels, Aston Martin, 25 points. And then it drops. So you've got a clear two, a clear number three, a clear number one and two, a clear three by themselves, a dogfight in four and five. And then six and seven are Red Bull Formula One team, a.k.a. Visa Capash. Can I say Capash? Nice. That doesn't sound very good. But they are in sixth place with 6 points. And Haas, 4 points. Haas is in seventh place. And there have been years Haas didn't score a point, so they got to be feeling good. And then Williams, Kick Sauber, Alpine, all with goose eggs in terms of points in 8th, 9th, and 10th. Let's look at the drivers. Max leads it despite not finishing this race. He's up on Charles Leclerc by 4 points. 2 wins, 2 podiums, and a do-not-finish at 51. Charles Leclerc, 47 points, 2 podiums. Checo Perez, 46 points, 2 podiums. Carlos Sainz, 40 points, 1 win, 2 podiums. Those four are in their own spot. 11 points separate first and fourth. And then you drop 12 points. Oscar Piastri from McLaren is at 28 points. Lando Norris, his teammate, at 27 points. And then you drop down Russell, 18 points in seventh. Fernando Alonso, eighth place with 16 points. Lance Stroll, 9 points, ninth place. Lewis Hamilton, 10th place, 8 points. Tsunoda with six. Ollie Bearman, who drove once for Ferrari, because, Carlos Sainz had appendicitis. Bearman with 6 points in the standings. Now, Ferrari's a good car, I'm telling you. Haas is in 13th and 14th with Hülkenberg and K-Mag. And then nobody else has scored a point yet. So Albon, Joe, Ricciardo, both Alpine guys, Valtteri Bottas, and Logan Sargeant. 21 drivers. And once again, Logan Sargeant is 21st out of 21 in a race where only 20 get to race. That's kind of why you got your car taken away, buddy. So that's where we're at. And it's really interesting that you seem to have a Mercedes team that is doomed thus far to have a rebound year. Ferrari, we will see if Fred Vasseur in his second year is leading them in a way where they now have better strategy and better development of the car throughout the season. But through three races, you got to feel great. And Lewis Hamilton has got to feel great about going there next year. It's a little awkward that Carlos Sainz is driving so well and there's nowhere to go next year, but I think he will. But really, the Aston Martin is not starting its gamebusters as it was last year, but the McLaren is. So I think really we're going to see, can Mercedes right the ship? Is Aston Martin have anything to show us? And is McLaren as good as advertised now? Will they keep developing? And then the rest of the field is playing for sixth place. And I do think at the end of the day, if Yuki's going to drive like this, it's like Yuki versus Alex Albon. It seems like the Kick Sauber car isn't that good, at least not yet. We'll get different tracks. Everybody seems to agree the Alpine is a hunk of junk, so that's not good. But I love that we are three races in and we've got a real challenge on our hands in terms of it's not as inevitable as it looked 2-3 weeks ago. If Max's car is going to crap out and if the Ferraris are going to be good, which is what it looked like 2 years ago, we can have a dogfight. If Max's car is healthy the rest of the way, Max will still run away with this.